U.S. Virgin Islands, December 31st, 1999. After listening this far, you might conclude that all of my epiphanies come to me at or near a beach. Well, here's another one. Tracy and I were snorkeling with Sam while Aquina and Skylar were playing with friends at the shoreline. It was late in the afternoon, the best time, we were told, to spot sea turtles. I was dubious. We'd been coming to this resort for the last 3 winter vacations, and I hadn't seen one yet. But now, directly ahead of me in the blue-green water, Sam was pointing excitedly. Then his head disappeared above the surface. T and I popped up to join him. "Did you see it?" he sputtered. "It's a big one." The 3 of us submerged again just in time to see a sea turtle push off the sandy bottom where he had been resting. Keeping a respectful distance, we swam along behind him as he grazed the strands of seagrass just inside the coral reef. Satisfied they'd finally gotten a good look at one of these elusive creatures, Tracy and Sam made their way back to dry land. But I was mesmerized. As the turtle and I swam on together in disjointed tandem, the turtle trying to ignore me and me trying to pose no threat, I noticed that he was missing a sizable chunk of the rear flipper on his left side. How old was this guy? I wondered. An adult, obviously. What wars had he been through? Leave him be, I thought. He's earned his peace. And I turned back toward the shore. When I got back to the beach, Tracy was lying on a towel reading her book. I gently took it from her, puckering the pages with my wet, salty fingers. "I'm done," I said. "That's nice, honey," she replied. "Why don't you dry off while I read a few more pages, and then we'll get the kids ready for dinner." "With the show, I mean." "I'm done with the show. I'm going to retire at the end of the season." The 52nd Annual Emmy Awards, Shrine Auditorium, Los Angeles, California, September 10th, 2000. After 4 seasons and 100 episodes playing Mike Flaherty on Spin City, this was my 4th Emmy nomination for the role. The 3 previous years I had gone home empty-handed, but win or no win, the Emmys was always a celebration, and that was especially true this year. My final Spin episode aired May 23rd, 2000, though I'd announced my pending retirement back in January, shortly after we got back from the Caribbean. Unsure what my leaving would mean for the show's future, I wanted to give the cast and crew plenty of warning in case they had to find work or relocate their families. When the farewell episode was broadcast, I was overwhelmed once again by the public reaction. A third of the television audience that night tuned in for my last episode. Even better was this. It turned out that the show would be able to carry on after all. Gary Goldberg agreed to return as executive producer, provided the show moved operations to the West Coast. Heather and most of the cast would come back as well, and Charlie Sheen would join the show as the new deputy mayor. I felt bad for the New York crew who would have to find new jobs, but I was thrilled for the cast, and for Charlie, who besides being a talented actor was an old friend. The survival of the show was good news for me too, since I owned a stake in it. I'd get to watch Charlie do my old job and still receive a paycheck. God bless America. What made this Emmy weekend really special, though, had more to do with Tracy than me. Earlier in the year, she had turned in a masterful, heart-wrenching performance as a rape victim on Law & Order SVU. The guest role earned her a richly deserved Emmy nomination, her first. The awards in the guest performance categories had actually been given out the previous week, and unfortunately, Tracy hadn't won. But during the ceremonies, a clip of her work was shown, along with that of her fellow nominees. It felt perfect that we should share the evening in this way. Throughout our marriage, the circumstances of my career, and then my illness, had put tremendous pressure on Tracy's aspirations as an actor, and this recognition from her peers was overdue.